After almost 2 years of preparation, this closed-door conference describes itself as a symposium for Catholic bishops and religious superiors on how to deal with the devastating effects of sex abuse. It's the first time that representatives of 100 bishops' conferences, plus over 30 religious congregations, have come together to hear firsthand from victims and to try and promote a consistent response of the Church to this open wound, as it's often been called. All participants have been urged to meet with victims in their own countries beforehand and listen to the stories to have a clear understanding of what healing and renewal might mean to survivors, who in many cases have lived for decades without any recognition of the abuses they suffered. One Irish survivor, Mari Collins, will address the participants about her own need to hear not just the abuser priest ask forgiveness, something she has already granted to her own abuser, but to hear church leaders, that's priests, bishops and cardinals, own up to their own roles in prolonging the suffering by putting the reputation of the Church above the needs of the children in their care. A central moment of the conference will come on Tuesday evening as 7 different groups of people within the Church acknowledge their responsibilities and ask for forgiveness. Another key moment will be the launch towards the end of the meeting of an e-learning centre based in Munich, which will try to bring together the experiences and best practices from different countries in dealing with abuse, making it available to churches in nations around the world. There'll be a message from Pope Benedict to the conference, and the papal spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi, told journalists he's encouraged that the meeting does mark a broadening of horizons, especially to those countries and cultures which have yet to face up to this problem, and that it will mark a very concrete step forward by the whole Church on the journey towards reconciliation and renewal. I'm Philippa Hitchin.